Welcome to The Checkout Point, your quick dive into this week's e-commerce buzz with me, Max, powered by Blikket.co. These 20 minutes pack the latest trends, news, and insights. Let's navigate the digital marketplace together. Ready? Let's go. Hey there. Welcome back to The Checkout Point, your go-to podcast for all things e-commerce, brought to you by the clever folks over at Blikket.co. I'm your host, Max. And can you believe it? We're already diving into week number 11. Time surely flies when you're keeping up with the e-commerce world. And boy, do we have an exciting lineup for you today. First up, we're taking you on a whirlwind tour through the latest innovations in the e-commerce sphere. Imagine a world where creativity teams up with commerce, from restaurants using dynamic pricing to keep their doors open, to Amazon delivering your packages faster than ever before. It's not just a game anymore. It's an entirely new playground. And then, we're diving deep into the ocean of digital advertising and marketing. Picture this: creativity smashing into technology, changing how we interact online. We'll unwrap the mysteries of second-party data, speculate about a future where Google Ads isn't all about keywords, and shine a spotlight on Microsoft's ambitious global movements. But hold your horses, we've got even more in store. Get ready to explore the electrifying evolution of retail and e-commerce. Think early morning grocery deliveries and digital coupon revolutions, with giants like Target and Walmart at the helm, steering us towards a future that's not just bright, but customer-centric. Following that, we'll thrust you into the adrenaline-packed universe of gaming and grocery shopping, legality dramas, and the ambitious dreams of retail chains. From PlayStation to Walmart, get set for stories of challenge, ambition, and transformative potential. Ever pondered about the dance of consumer shopping behavior? Well, ponder no more. We're delving into the tales behind every click and purchase, from Amazon's empire to the resilience of in-store grocery shopping. It's a journey into the heart of consumer insights, revealing much about our society and the future landscape of retail. So buckle up, my friends, as we set off on this marvelous adventure through the dynamic, ever-changing world of e-commerce. You're in for insights, surprises, and a whole lot of e-commerce wisdom. Let's get the ball rolling and jump right into the world of the checkout point. Here we go. In the vibrant and ever-evolving world of e-commerce, businesses large and small are finding innovative ways to grow and adapt to the changing needs of consumers. Today, we're diving into some fascinating strategies that businesses are employing, from dynamic pricing to embracing the cloud, each telling a story of adaptation and foresight in the digital age. First up, let's talk about dynamic pricing, a strategy that's becoming a game changer for struggling restaurants. Imagine a world where the price of your favorite dish could change based on the time of day or the demand at the moment. This isn't theoretical, it's happening. Restaurants are adopting this flexible pricing approach, proving it to be more than just a lifeline. It's a strategy that's paving the way for a sustainable future in the hospitality industry. It's like catching a rideshare during off-peak hours. You pay less due to lower demand. Such innovations aren't only preserving these beloved establishments, but also introducing us to a new way of thinking about value and cost. Turning our gaze to the giants, Amazon is once again redefining expectations with its fulfillment strategy. Imagine ordering something online and having it at your doorstep faster than ever before, all while the company behind it continues to grow more profitable and efficient. Amazon's approach to right-sizing and regionalizing its fulfillment centers is not just about expanding, it's about smart growth. This strategy ensures that even the most remote areas can experience the magic of instant gratification that online shopping provides. It's a testament to how foresight and investment in infrastructure can create a win-win scenario for both the company and its customers. Now, let's get crafty with Michaels and its strategic move to invest further into MakerPlace, a competitor to the beloved platform Etsy. This isn't just about selling more yarn or scrapbooking supplies. It's about creating a community and a marketplace where creativity knows no bounds. By nurturing a platform for artisans and DIY enthusiasts, Michaels isn't just selling products, it's fostering an ecosystem where creativity and commerce thrive together. It's a bold step into the digital realm, showing how traditional retailers can reinvent themselves in the age of e-commerce. Meanwhile, Puma is sprinting ahead, leveraging Google Cloud to build a global e-commerce platform. Imagine the speed, agility, and intelligence of a cloud-based system, enabling seamless worldwide shopping experiences. Puma's initiative is more than just about selling sportswear online. It's about creating connections across continents, making their products accessible to everyone, everywhere, with just a click. This strategic move highlights the importance of technology as the backbone of e-commerce, ensuring scalability, security, and a user experience that keeps customers coming back. Lastly, let's talk about a brick-and-mortar giant betting big on physical stores in the digital age. Target plans to open 300 new stores over the next decade. In a time when e-commerce seems to be king, this move might seem counterintuitive. Yet, it speaks volumes about understanding consumer behavior. Target is betting on the blend of online shopping and the tactile, immediate experience that physical stores provide. It's a bold statement of faith in the future of retail, where digital and physical spaces coexist, creating a comprehensive shopping ecosystem. Each of these stories, from dynamic pricing to expansive cloud platforms, tells a tale of innovation, adaptation, and the relentless pursuit of growth in the e-commerce world. These aren't just business strategies. They're reflections of a world that's constantly changing, driven by technology, creativity, and the undying human spirit to evolve and thrive. Whether you're a small restaurant or a global giant, the digital age offers limitless possibilities to redefine how we connect, sell, and grow. All right, let's dive deep into a world that's as fascinating as it is ever-changing, the vast ocean of digital advertising and marketing. It's a realm where creativity meets technology, continuously shaping how we see, interact with, and respond to the digital universe around us. And today, we've got some thrilling developments to explore, each painting a picture of a future that's not just theoretical, but unfolding as we speak. First up, let's talk about something that's making waves in targeted advertising, second-party data. Imagine unlocking a treasure chest, but instead of gold, it's packed with valuable, precise information that advertisers can use to pinpoint their ideal audience. That's second-party data for you. Unlike the broad and often intrusive methods of the past, this data sharing between trusted partners shines a light on a path to more meaningful and effective advertising. It's a game changer, proving that in the digital arena, sometimes, sharing really is caring, especially when it comes to carving out those perfect niches in the market. Now, let's shift gears and ponder over optimizing Google Ads without keywords. Sounds a bit like making a sandwich without bread, doesn't it? But here's the catch. It's entirely possible and somewhat revolutionary. The focus is shifting towards the intent behind searches, with the power of machine learning leading the charge. It's a bold move away from traditional keyword-centric strategies, aiming for a deeper understanding of what users are really seeking. This approach could spell a new era of advertising, where clarity of purpose triumphs over the clutter of keywords. But wait, there's a twist in the tale. Google is set to remove the Add Me to Search People cards in April. These cards have been like digital business cards, popping up in search results, offering a snapshot of individuals' professional lives. Losing them might feel like a setback for personal branding, but it also hints at a broader shift. Google's constantly evolving landscape suggests a future where visibility relies less on personal cards and more on organically growing one's digital footprint. On the business front, the CE 100 index took a slight dip, reflecting the volatile dance of digital companies within the market. It's a reminder that in the digital domain, giants and startups alike must navigate the waves of innovation and competition. It's not just about being present, but being adaptable, insightful, and resilient in the face of ever-shifting sands. Finally, let's spotlight Microsoft Performance Max expanding globally. This expansion isn't just a growth spurt, it's setting the stage for a broadened digital marketing playbook. With new features and platforms on the roadmap, Microsoft is not just stepping up its game, but inviting marketers to leap into a future where possibilities are as expansive as the digital sky. So, dear listeners, what's the takeaway from this whirlwind tour of digital advertising and marketing? Is that we're standing on the brink of a new dawn. A dawn where data isn't just numbers, but a bridge to understanding the human behind the screen. Where innovation means not just following the trends, but setting them. And most importantly, where the essence of marketing remains unaltered connecting with people, only now. It's done with the finesse and precision that this digital age affords us. In this rapidly evolving landscape, curiosity, creativity, and a willingness to embrace change are our most trusted compasses. So let's stay tuned, keep learning, and most importantly, keep dreaming big in this thrilling digital adventure. Welcome, dear listeners, to a fascinating exploration of the dynamic world of retail and e-commerce trends. Today, we find ourselves at a crossroads of innovation, ambition, and the relentless pursuit of customer satisfaction that's shaping the future of shopping as we know it. It's a world where giants are not just born, but are continually reborn, adapting to the changing landscapes of consumer demands and technological advancements. Let's dive into the excitement buzzing around the e-commerce universe. Picture this. Companies are racing, not just competing, to the top of the fastest-growing e-commerce entities of 2023. It's a spectrum of skyrocketing growth, a testament to the power of innovation and the internet's unyielding capacity to transform shopping from a chore into an experience. Now, imagine walking into the world of Target, a household name that's not just resting on its laurels. As we speak, Target is reinventing the game, launching a paid membership program aimed at weaving new revenue streams into its fabric. It's more than a business maneuver. It's a bridge to the future, enhancing customer loyalty and opening doors to exclusive conveniences and benefits. Meanwhile, Aldi, the beloved grocery chain, is embarking on an ambitious journey. By the end of 2028, Aldi plans to brighten the landscape with 800 new stores. It's not just expansion. It's a bold statement of reliability, affordability, and a testament to Aldi's commitment to being where its customers are, ensuring quality groceries are always within reach. And then there's Walmart, a titan in the retail world, always a step ahead. They've introduced an early morning delivery option, redefining convenience in today's fast-paced world. Imagine waking up to your groceries waiting for you, seamlessly integrating into your life, making each day smoother. Dive deeper, and you'll discover a partnership that's all about value and savings. Family Dollar and Ibotta are joining forces to bring digital coupon magic to shoppers, transforming how savings are found and applied. It's a digital era transformation, pushing the boundaries on how technology can make every dollar count. Each of these trends, dear listeners, tells a story of an industry that refuses to stand still, where innovation is the currency and understanding the customer is the ultimate key to success. It's a world where the only constant is change, and the future of retail and e-commerce is as bright as the minds behind these remarkable advancements. So, as we wrap up this journey through the trends shaping our shopping experiences, let's appreciate the blend of technology, strategy, and sheer willpower driving the retail evolution. For customers around the globe, it's a promise of better, more convenient, and more personalized shopping days ahead. Thank you for tuning in, and remember, in the ever-evolving landscape of retail and e-commerce, the only limit is the imagination. Stay curious, stay informed, and keep exploring the trends that are transforming our world, one purchase at a time. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today, we're diving deep into the heart of innovation within the realm of e-commerce. A domain that's constantly evolving, shaping the way we buy, sell, and interact with products in the digital age. First up, let's talk about the giants in gaming, a space where technology and entertainment collide spectacularly. Sony's PlayStation has been a formidable player, standing toe-to-toe with Microsoft and Nintendo in the console wars. This isn't just a tale of gadgets and games, it's a saga of strategic innovation and understanding consumer desires. Sony has continually pushed the envelope, not just in gaming technology, but in building a universe of connected entertainment experiences, from virtual reality to online services. It's a brilliant example of how technology can create entire ecosystems, transforming the way we engage with digital content. And speaking of transformation, let's shift our attention to something a bit more everyday, yet equally innovative, the colossal world of groceries. In 2023, Walmart led the grocery dollar share, a testament to how traditional retail giants are leveraging technology to stay ahead. But it's not just about leading, it's about changing the game. From sophisticated supply chain logistics to AI-driven customer service, Companies like Walmart are redefining the grocery shopping experience, making it more convenient, personalized, and efficient than ever before. However, innovation doesn't come without its challenges. Enter the courtroom drama involving NVIDIA, a heavyweight in the world of computer graphics and AI technologies. Accused of copyright infringement by an author, NVIDIA's ordeal shines a light on the complexities that arise when cutting-edge technology intersects with creative content. This scenario raises pivotal questions about intellectual property in the digital age, underscoring the need for clear guidelines and protections as our technological capabilities soar. On a more uplifting note, let's talk expansion and opportunities. BJ's, a prominent player in the wholesale club scene, has announced plans to open 12 new stores in 2024, marking its entry into a new state. This move is not just about growth. It represents the broader trend of retail adaptation. In a world that's increasingly digital, physical stores are reimagining their roles, from distribution centers to immersive shopping experiences. BJ's expansion signifies faith in the blend of online and offline worlds, offering customers the best of both. Lastly, a tool that's weaving its way into nearly every corner of e-commerce, AI video captions. An innovation that might seem simple at first glance, but is a game changer in making digital content accessible, engaging, and SEO friendly. It's a grand example of how the smallest tweaks powered by technology can have far-reaching impacts on how we consume content online. So, there you have it, folks. From gaming consoles to grocery aisles, courtrooms to new store openings, the landscape of e-commerce is a thrilling testament to human ingenuity and the relentless pursuit of better, faster, and more engaging ways to meet the needs of consumers worldwide. It's about connecting, empowering, and occasionally facing the music when innovation steps a tad out of line. Innovation in e-commerce isn't just about selling more. It's about creating experiences, building communities, and sometimes reshaping the very fabric of our daily lives. As we bookmark today's episode, let's keep our eyes peeled for the next wave of changes. Because one thing's for sure, in the world of technology and commerce, the only constant is change itself. Thanks for tuning in. Catch you on the next wave of innovation and insight right here on your favorite podcast. Stay curious. All right, let's dive into the fascinating world of consumer shopping behavior and insights, a realm that reveals so much about us as individuals and as a collective society. It's a topic teeming with nuances, trends, and revelations that shape how businesses operate and evolve. First off, consider the role of technology in managing teams and projects. With the advent of mobile apps specifically designed for team management, the way we collaborate and achieve productivity has undergone a significant transformation. Apps are not just tools. They're game changers in enabling seamless communication, task allocation, and progress tracking. In a world where remote work is becoming the norm, these apps are the invisible bridges connecting team members scattered across the globe. It's intriguing to think about how this shift toward digital optimization impacts consumer behavior, especially in purchasing decisions related to technology and software. Switching gears to the dynamic world of e-commerce, let's talk about Amazon. Here's a platform that has redefined retail in the digital age, becoming synonymous with online shopping. A peek into the insights shared by an Amazon seller on profitable products unveils a landscape driven by consumer preferences, market trends, and strategic pricing. It's a testament to the importance of understanding consumer behavior to succeed in the highly competitive e-commerce space. But not all retail tales are wrapped in success stories. Take Bowflex, for instance, filing for Chapter 11. This development opens up a conversation about the challenges businesses face in staying relevant and financially solvent in an ever-changing market. It's a reminder that understanding and adapting to consumer preferences is paramount. The power of brand collaboration can't be underestimated either. The partnership between Public Lands and Saucony is a perfect example of how brands can leverage each other's strengths to cater to specific consumer segments. It's about creating added value that resonates with consumers' lifestyles and interests. And then there's the fascinating revelation from a study showing that most grocery purchases are still made in-store. In an era where online shopping is booming, this insight underscores the complex relationship consumers have with shopping experiences. It speaks volumes about the sensory and social aspects of shopping that online platforms can't fully replicate. Finally, comparing Walmart Plus and Amazon Prime memberships offers a glimpse into the strategies used by retail giants to secure consumer loyalty. These memberships aren't just about free shipping. They're about creating an ecosystem of services and experiences that appeal to diverse consumer needs and preferences. In wrapping up, it's clear that consumer shopping behavior and insights offer a captivating lens through which we can understand broader social and economic patterns. From the way technology is reshaping teamwork and productivity, to the strategic moves of retail titans, and the enduring appeal of in-store shopping experiences, each aspect tells a story of adaptation, innovation, and the search for connection in a digital age. As consumers, our choices and behaviors are powerful indicators of the times we live in, and perhaps where we're headed next. Hey everyone, this is Max, your guide through the ever-evolving world of e-commerce, signing off from another exciting episode of The Checkout Point, brought to you by Blikket.co. Wow, what a journey we've been on today. We've dived deep into the digital market play, from the innovative strategies keeping businesses like restaurants afloat to the cutting-edge technologies driving companies like Amazon to deliver even faster to your doorstep. We've explored how creativity and technology are reshaping digital advertising and marketing, unveiling the potential of second-party data and the future landscape without keywords in Google Ads. We've also taken a closer look at how retail giants like Target, Aldi, and Walmart are revolutionizing shopping with digital coupons and early morning deliveries, making our shopping experience not just brighter, but more tailored and convenient. In today's whirlwind tour, we touched on the gaming world with PlayStation, the grocery evolution with Walmart, and even dived into the legal and expansion aspects affecting retail chains and the tech industry. Plus, we delved into consumer shopping behavior, understanding how every choice we make reflects our society and hints at the future of retail and consumer dynamics. And that wraps up the e-commerce news for week number 11. I hope you found these insights as fascinating as I did, and they inspire you to think about how you can innovate within your own e-commerce ventures. Before we close, a big shout out to all of you for tuning in and to Blikket.co for powering The Checkout Point. For more information, resources, and insights into the e-commerce world, don't forget to check out Blikket.co. We've got tons of content that can help you stay ahead in this dynamic industry. Remember, folks, the world of e-commerce waits for no one, and staying informed is key to navigating its waters successfully. So, be sure to join me, Max, next week for another episode of The Checkout Point, where we'll catch up on the latest e-commerce trends, news, and strategies. Till then, keep pushing boundaries and exploring new horizons in the vast digital marketplace. Take care, and see you next week.